Ken by Rennie Days. Read by Penny. John is the first to notice. "Hey," he mutters half under his breath. The new kid is staring at Brendan. Spencer glances up from his dark consideration of his lunch tray. "Where?" John points discreetly. "It's true. The new kid, Dallin or something, is staring at Brendan. Over in the lunch line, Brendan appears to be oblivious. Spencer frowns. It's not like the kid looks hostile or anything, but it's weird, the way he's not even trying to pretend like he's not watching Brendan's every move. "What are we looking at?" asks Ryan, appearing on the other side of the table with his customary crumpled brown lunch bag. Spencer continues to glower suspiciously at the new kid while John explains. "The new guy, we're watching him stare at Brendan. It's weird. He hasn't looked away once." Ryan follows John's pointing finger and rolls his eyes. "Yeah, that's Dallin. He's in my French class. He's got a thing for Brendan. He's harmless." John grins, bright and sudden. "Seriously, that's awesome!" "And get this," adds Ryan. "He's like a gay Mormon. I mean, I don't even know what the odds of that are, but I figure this pretty much confirms the fate thing." "Aww," John exclaims, charmed. "That's so awesome! Should we ask him to have lunch with us or something?" "Ask who?" asks Brendan, sliding into his customary spot next to Spencer. "What's everybody looking at?" "New kid," says John brightly. "He's sitting all alone. I think we should be nice to him. He's cute, right? I mean, he seems cute, but I'm not gay, so what do I know? Is he cute, Brendan?" Brendan gives John a weird look. "I don't actually make, like, the official decision on behalf of the entire gay community. You get that, right?" If he did, Spencer would have been declared the only cute boy in the universe a long time ago, adds Ryan dryly. Spencer rolls his eyes and Brendan grins. "Not the only cute boy," he says lightly. "Just, you know, the main one. The cutest one." "You're shameless," John informs him. "Shameless and pathetic. It's kind of sad." "There's nothing pathetic about love, John," Brendan says earnestly. "Spencer doesn't think I'm pathetic. Right, Spence?" "You're totally pathetic," Spencer tells him seriously. "But not because you think I'm cute. That's just, you know, common sense." Brendan beams. "I know, right? Are you gay yet?" "Still straight," Spencer says apologetically. "You're totally first in line, though, if that ever changes." "Awesome." Brendan turns his attention to his plate, poking sadly at what looks vaguely like fruit salad. "I can totally wait as long as it takes." So pathetic," says John, grinning. "Someday," Brendan tells him seriously, "someday, John, you'll fall in love yourself, and then you'll understand." "I've been dating Cassie for 3 years," John points out mildly. "We were talking about Dallin," Ryan interrupts. "Remember Dallin? He's Mormon. Did you know?"
"We were?"
Brendan looks confused. "Who the hell is Dallin?" "The new kid," John explains kindly. "Try to keep up, Brendan. You were supposed to be deciding whether or not he was cute, remember?" Brendan glances over, accidentally locks eyes with Dallin, and smiles awkwardly at him before turning his attention back to John. 7, he decides.
7?
John looks incredulous. "On a scale of what?" "Standard 1 to 10. Brendan waves a vague hand.
"What? 7 is good! Above average! That totally counts as cute!"
John narrows his eyes. "And Spencer?" Brendan grins. 10, obviously, he says immediately. 11 in eyeliner, 15 behind the kit. Spencer flushes in spite of himself. He's used to Brendan being Brendan, and while he isn't sure how much of it is true and how much of it is just for show, Brendan's hilariously blatant crush on him is dragged into probably half of their collective conversations as a group, but sometimes he still manages to catch Spencer a little off guard. "You're hopeless," John tells Brendan sadly. "Hopeless and pathetic. I don't even know what to do with you anymore."
"You're a 7 too, if that helps at all," Brendan offers brightly. 8 when you're scruffy."
"I'll sleep better tonight, knowing it," John says gravely. Brendan opens his mouth again, but Ryan holds up a hand before he can get anything out. "Don't even tell me. I don't want to know." The bell ringing is probably the only reason Brendan actually listens. Spencer catches Dallin watching Brendan again as he grabs his book bag off the floor. There's something he just doesn't quite like about the guy, but he can't quite figure out what it is. He pushes the thought away and heads for class.
Ryan and John apparently put their heads together in history and reached some kind of decision. Because Ryan shows up for band practice later in the afternoon with Dallin in tow. Brendan looks just as startled as Spencer feels. He says when Dallin waves politely at John and Spencer and then kind of beams like a big dork at Brendan. Hi, I'm Brendan. John tells me I'm a seven, Dallin says, and grins when Brendan gets flustered and blushes to the roots of his hair. I just wanted you to know that I'm totally happy with seven. Seven is awesome. There's a lot of potential in a seven. He doesn't specify what kind of potential, but Spencer is pretty sure every single person in the room knows exactly what he means, except possibly for Brendan himself, who looks too busy being fatally mortified to even pay attention to anything else. John! Hisses Brendan. Brendan, John says back delighted. Look at him, dude. He's as shameless as you. This is amazing. He sings, adds Ryan evenly, and plays the guitar and writes his own songs. Brendan glances helplessly back to Spencer. Is he trying to set me up on a date or kick me out of the band? I'm pretty sure it's the date one, Spencer tells him, and he can't help it if his voice is a tiny bit sour as he says it. They know nothing about Dallin. He could be a total fuckstick for all they know, and Brendan is kind of breakable. This is just a stupid idea, that's all. If it happened naturally, that would be one thing, but Ryan and John are assholes to push it this way. Oh, good, Brendan says faintly, and turns back to look at Dallin again. Dallin grins. Even Spencer can admit it's a pretty non-threatening grin. Friendly. Infectious, even. He looks like a sex offender, Spencer decides. Brendan studies Dallin for a second, then rallies a little and grins back. All right, so you're an eight when you smile. Dallin laughs, bright and happy, and Spencer clenches his fists around his sticks and holds on. For a while, everything in the entire world seems to be the Dallin and Brendan show. They aren't actually dating, as far as Spencer knows, but they flirt outrageously and all the time. And Dallin is funny and awesome and obviously thinks Brendan hung the fucking moon, and Spencer has never hated anybody this much. Brendan hasn't asked if Spencer was gay yet in over a week. And okay, Spencer gets that that makes him like the biggest bastard on the planet. He knows. It's not like he wants Brendan to, like, die alone still pining for Spencer or whatever. It's just... Spencer doesn't even know. It's just wrong, that's all. Brendan hasn't sent Spencer a single dirty text since Dallin came to band practice. He didn't play for Spencer's hair when they were all laying around watching Family Guy last night. And earlier today, he actually sat down next to Dallin at the lunch table. And it's not like Spencer cares. He's straight. The whole Brendan crush thing was always completely ridiculous, and honestly, it was probably mostly a joke anyway. Spencer's not a bad-looking guy, okay, but next to Ryan, and even next to John, well, he's just... not usually the one people would want to declare the only cute boy in the universe, or whatever the fuck, that's all. He just kind of misses Brendan's company in the hallway between classes, that's all. Brendan is his friend. Spencer is allowed to miss his friend. It doesn't have to mean anything. Spencer Smith, are you trying to kill me? Asks Brendan when Spencer walks into the lunchroom the next day. Oh, here we go, mutters Ryan. John bites his lip against a smile. Spencer hesitates, flustered. What? He asks lamely. No one has ever felt this stupid and obvious in the history of all time. He hopes his face isn't as painfully red as it feels. You see what I have to put up with, Brendan says woefully to Dallin, who gives him a sympathetic nod. What's the occasion? Ryan asks as Spencer sits down, his tone knowing and sly. Spencer knows he's blushing visibly by now. I don't know what you're talking about, he says stiffly. It's just a shirt. Okay, fine, a button shirt. A bright blue one Brendan may have made swoony faces about in the past, but it isn't like he wore anything special. A guy should be able to wear a fucking shirt without it being a federal case. Really? Ryan asks, quietly enough that no one else can hear. His swift glance pointedly takes in the shirt, but also the jeans, which may, be just a little tiny bit snug around the hips, and the crisp white limited edition Nike Spencer spent way too much money on and has never worn before today. Then... horrifyingly. He flicks his eyes at Brendan before arching an eyebrow at Spencer in question.
No!
Spencer hisses, panicked. Shut the fuck up, Ryan!
Hmm,
Ryan says noncommittedly, and Spencer suddenly feels like he's going to die of humiliation right there in his cafeteria stroganoff.
Spencer!
Brendan whines across the table. Spencer, are you gay yet? For the first time in the 2 years Brendan has been asking him that question, Spencer chokes a little on the word. No. Dannon falls into step with Spencer on the way to his car after school.
Hey,
Spencer says cautiously. He and Dannon haven't really talked all that much, even though Dannon's been hanging out with him quite a bit for the last week or so. He's not sure he and Dannon have ever had a conversation by themselves.
It is a very nice shirt,
Dannon says solemnly. Spencer almost stumbles.
Excuse me?
The shirt, Dannon says brightly. I agree with Brendan. Well, he adds thoughtfully, I don't know if I agree that it makes you look like a god. I think that's kind of a lot of pressure to put on a shirt, but I do think it's a very nice shirt.
Thank you,
Spencer manages, after a pause that seems to go on basically forever. He honestly has no idea what to think about any of that, really.
You're welcome,
Dannon says. You didn't have to wear it, though. He grins sideways at Spencer. He tells me you're a 10 even in your giant flowery swim trunks and the t-shirt with all the holes. An 11 if you have a tan. He bumps Spencer companionably with his shoulder. I can't compete with that. I'm not even trying. I just thought maybe you'd like to know that. They're at Spencer's car. Spencer stares very hard at his door handle so he doesn't have to look at Dannon.
I'm straight, Dannon.
Right, Dannon says easily. I know that. Everybody knows that. Brendan knows it too, except I'm pretty sure he actually believes it, which is something you might want to think about. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you I like your shirt. See you at practice later. He disappears without waiting for an answer, leaving Spencer to stand there staring at his car door in his stupid blue shirt and his stupid night shoes and the stupid jeans Brendan once told him made Brendan want to bite his hips. Fuck, he whispers quietly, and leans his forehead bleakly against the top of the door. Spencer skips practice. He also skips school the next day. He texts Ryan, Brendan and John and tells them he has the death. But the truth is that his giant, raging sexuality crisis is kind of taking up all of his attention. He hides in his room all day and doesn't eat or shower. By the time Ryan climbs in his window at around 11 o'clock, Spencer hasn't left his bedroom for anything but the bathroom in something like 30 hours, and he's still dressed in yesterday's stupid, wrinkly Brendan clothes. Ryan takes one look at him and rolls his eyes. Oh, fucking great. I thought I told you I had the plague, Spencer says flatly. Your self-indulgent little emo crisis is not the same thing as the plague, Ryan returns, a little sharper than Spencer was expecting. Jesus Christ, are you kidding me with this?
Fuck you, you have no idea.
You're gay for Brendan, Ryan says impatiently, and you're obviously up here angsting all over yourself about it, so. Is it because you're gay, or because it's Brendan? Either way, you're a complete dick, obviously, but...
Excuse me?
Spencer manages, stung. Thanks so much for your support, Ryan, but this is a little harder than you seem to think. Oh, I'm sure it is, Ryan crosses his arms. Maybe you should ask Brendan how hard it is. What do you think of that? We could go right now. We could drive over to Brendan's complete shithole apartment and ask him how hard it is being a gay teenager. We could ask Dallin too, or maybe all of Dallin's old friends who don't speak to him anymore because they were his church friends. I bet one of them would have something to say about it. Or hey...
Shut up, Spencer grits out. Shut up, I get it.
Ryan raises an eyebrow. I get it, Spencer repeats and flops back onto his bed to stare at the ceiling. My friends won't care, my family will still love me. I get it. He puts his hands over his face and presses against his eyes. I'm still scared, he admits, quiet and muffled into the skin of his palms. The bed doesn't exactly sink under Ryan's non-existent weight, but Spencer can feel the shift anyway as he sits down. Yeah, he says, equally quiet, and moves until his knee presses against Spencer's side, awkward and reassuring. Yeah, that part I get. Facing Brendan at school is even harder than Spencer expected it to be. Ryan, John, and even Dallin all pretty much know exactly what was actually going on, but Brendan thinks Spencer actually had the death, or at least the flu, so he keeps glancing at Spencer when he thinks Spencer isn't looking, probably thinking not-so-secret thoughts about force-feeding him chicken noodle soup or some shit. Brendan instantly turns into somebody's mother when a sick person is involved. "I'm fine, Brendan," he says wearily, when they're finally walking out to their cars. "Seriously, better than fine." Brendan cracks a smile. "Well, you know, I've always thought so," he says lightly. Spencer blushes and hates himself for it. It has to be noticeable. It has to. Somehow, though, Brendan doesn't notice. He's busy waving at Dallin across the parking lot like a total jackass, like they didn't just see Dallin 45 seconds ago at Ryan's locker before they walked outside, like they aren't going to see Dallin again in an hour and a half at practice to make up for missing last night. "You're a complete idiot," he tells Brendan seriously. "Someday you'll love me," Brendan says placidly. "I know it." Spencer swallows. He says, "Actually, He can't bring himself to do it. Brendan is just standing there next to his ugly-ass purple minivan, smiling at Spencer with no fucking idea. And Spencer wants to kiss him, and he wants to run like hell, and he honestly doesn't know which urge is stronger, so he settles for just shrugging awkwardly. And saying, "I'll see you tonight?" "Bring cookies," Brendan orders him and climbs into his stupid van. "I know your mum made some yesterday. Ryan told me all about it. Don't even try to lie." Spencer smiles, sudden and real, and for a second he wants to kiss Brendan way more than he wants to run away. But Brendan is already shutting the door and giving Spencer one last stern finger point out the window, mouthing, "Cookies, motherfucker," at him as he starts the ignition. Spencer sighs and turns away. Tonight. He'll say something tonight. Maybe. He brings cookies to practice. Brendan refuses to play or sing a note until he's eaten at least three of them, which would usually piss Ryan off, but tonight Ryan, John and Dallin are all huddled together talking about what sounds like a song they might be writing. Dallin seems to be just coming to all the practices now, but he doesn't actually have any part in the band. At least not yet. Spencer wonders what the plan is, if he's writing music with them now. On the other hand, they have conveniently, and almost certainly intentionally, left him basically alone with Brendan. Spencer feels vaguely queasy, but mostly kind of fluttery and stupid. "Bren," he says, quiet and kind of low. Brendan glances up curiously. His mouth is full of cookie. His cheeks are puffed out to a degree only slightly less than chipmunk, and there are crumbs all over his face. Spencer smiles in spite of himself. His heart is pounding. "Ask me the question," he says softly. Brendan frowns, opens his mouth around a disgusting wad of half-chewed cookie, and says something incomprehensible. Crumbs fly. Spencer laughs. "You're disgusting," he says and means it. "Like, I can't believe how disgusting you are. It's horrible." He takes a step closer. "Ask me, Brendan." Brendan goes very still, his eyes wide and searching, and he chews very fast for what seems like 100 years before swallowing the last of the cookie. "Ask you what?" he asks, very carefully. Spencer takes another step. "You know what?" he says. "The question. Ask me the question." Brendan glances around helplessly, looking lost and flustered, and when he looks back up at Spencer, he looks more terrified than anything. Spencer can hear his breath shaking. "Spencer," Brendan mumbles and flaps his hands. "I..." Spencer steps forward again, a tiny step. I'm going to say yes," he manages to push out, "in case that wasn't clear." Brendan stares at him and then barks a short, nervous laugh. "Okay," he says, and swallows thickly. "Okay, He drops his eyes, and his cheeks are bright pink, and it's painfully clear that any concern Spencer had about the crush not being real are totally invalid. Spencer has never seen Brendan look so vulnerable. "Brendan," he starts, because suddenly it doesn't seem fair to make Brendan be the one to put it out there, but Brendan cuts him off, his eyes fixed on Spencer's collarbone. "Are you gay yet, Spencer Smith?" he asks, soft and fast. Spencer closes the last little distance between them. He doesn't think he's ever been this nervous in his life. "Yeah," he says, careful and serious, so there can't be any mistake. "Yeah, I think I kind of am." He hesitates. Brendan, who is so brave, who has always been so brave, rescues Spencer from having to take that last terrifying step. He tilts his mouth up and brushes it slow and tentative against Spencer's. Spencer exhales shakily over Brendan's lips and presses into it. They don't do much more than trade tiny, chaste, nervous little kisses back and forth for a minute or two, but when John starts whooping and catcalling from across the room, Spencer still feels flushed and giddy and ridiculous as he laughs and breaks away. "You're an asshole," he tells John, trying to ignore the way Ryan and Dallin are beaming maniacally at him. "Your mum's an asshole," John says peacefully. "Your face is an asshole," offers Brendan, and sort of uncertainly slips his fingers into Spencer's hand, out of sight of the others. Spencer squeezes tight, feeling happy and stupid and scared. The insults get even more nonsensical as Dallin and Ryan jump on the bandwagon, but Spencer isn't really paying attention anymore. Brendan's hand is warm, and Spencer's mouth is still kind of tingling, and everything is about to change. It's fucking terrifying. Spencer can't wait.